Hi there, and welcome to another episode of EHS This Week for the week ending April 15th. My name is Jason. I'm your regular scheduled host, and I'm joined with a guest speaker who hasn't been with us for a couple episodes now, Allison Granke, one of the product marketing managers here at Intellex.
Hi, everyone.
And a recurring theme that we've been talking about week to week here at EHS This Week is culture, corporate culture, safety culture, and quality culture, and how that impacts your day-to-day behavior at your organization, and obviously some of the results that you get from your organization when it comes to your product quality, customer service, etc. And Allison was able to find, unfortunately, a few examples that have come up of late of perhaps, let's say, the consequences of when you don't necessarily get that culture right, and or you don't necessarily get the overall and thorough buy-in of your organization when it comes to a culture of safety and a culture of quality. So Allison, why don't you fill us in on what you've seen in the news?
Yeah, so that's exactly it, Jason. I think you hit the nail on the head. If you haven't been paying attention to the news, you might not know that CEO of Massey Energy, Don Blankenship, has been given a sentence of 1 year in prison for his involvement in what was really one of the worst mining disasters in the U.S., I think, in about 40 years. So in 2010, the Upper Big Branch mine, there was a collapse. It tore through underground tunnels. It killed 29 miners. It was a really, really shocking event in West Virginia. And so Don Blankenship, has been in court for, his sort of involvement, whatever that might have been, in the, sort of creating the situation that led to that incident. There have been, a lot of stories, conversational, about how he may have, in fact, really kind of influenced that by pushing a culture that did not reinforce safety, reinforce profits, running that coal no matter what. And that, in this situation had a very tragic consequence. So I think it really does highlight, even if you've got managers who care about safety, you have workers who care about safety, if you have a CEO who is not bought into that, who is pushing a very different message, those are the results you're going to get.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously an unfortunate case, an unfortunate example, the rare disaster, if you will, happening on North American soil. But again, reinforcing that idea that culture does not reside with one person, culture does not reside with a department. In particular, when it comes to safety culture, it is something that needs to be pervasive across your organization, from the highest levels all the way through to the folks in the field.
Yeah, and we talk a lot about how we can, as safety managers, as EHS managers, as that department, how we can help to create a safety culture throughout the company. But it does reinforce for those safety managers, you are a department, sure, but you absolutely need those executives, the VPs, the directors, to really get on board with what you're trying to do.
Absolutely. And as a vendor, as a solution vendor here at Intellex, that's definitely something that's always at the forefront of our thoughts when it comes to our roadmap development as well as our capabilities assessment, is how can we help you, the safety professionals at large, to better distribute, reinforce, and actually get buy-in for safety initiatives, your safety programs, and obviously translating that into safer behaviors on an ongoing basis to really build that culture of safety. And we take that that responsibility to heart. And it's something that we try to show through our innovation. We've recently updated some of our capabilities when it comes to our document management, doc control capabilities, as well as some of our data management capabilities. So I encourage you to take a look at some of our news releases and take a peek at what's the latest and greatest here. But enough self-promotion, Allison. What else have you seen in the news, again, referring to this same topic?
Yeah, so this was a particular headline that sort of stood out to me when I was scanning the other day. It says, "Using coffee filters to conceal water pollution?" Question mark. And apparently, it turns out that there's been a violation given to an offshore oil drilling company. Apparently, they were concealing water samples by filtering the oil through coffee filters, or at least that's the suspicion. It makes for a good catchy title, though. It caught my attention. But it sort of hints at this challenge that we all have of dealing with contractors or dealing with disparate workforces. How do you reinforce culture when you've got, different workers who you have to try to reach in different ways?
Yeah, it's interesting. It is a topic that comes up in various permutations here at NLX when we talk to the market, talk to our clients, and talk to other folks interested in NLXs, whether they're contractors or suppliers abstracted through different layers of that supply chain or that that employee base, quote-unquote, in the different new forms of employees. You know, how do you get that message through, again, not only from the top but all the way through to all the layers of your business and all the layers of your interconnected, you know, global ecosystem, if you will. And again, culture of safety, culture of product quality, and kind of reinforcement of your product vision and your company vision is imperative when it comes to everything that we do.
Yeah, and I think I'm just to emphasize here that the consequences are quite real. You know, they were contractors, sure, but the company itself was sentenced to 3 years probation in order to pay a $4 million fine. So, you know, you've got to take into account just because they're contractors doesn't mean that they don't have a very material impact on your business.
Yeah, absolutely. And having a window or a view into what's happening in terms of behavior, processes, and practices, whether they're your native employees, your contractors, or again, suppliers or other some such workers, it's critical to be able to track that and critical to be able to identify when those nonconformances happen and also be able to track back what the causes are so that you can take corrective actions.
Absolutely. And I know we're having a lot of really great conversations, particularly on our Intellex community about culture. And so we'd be really interested to hear if you have any ideas on how you reach those people who are out in the field who you don't have regular contact with. If you have communication plans to communicate your culture with those people and what that looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, Allison, that's a great call out. Is our community is a great mechanism for us to turn this kind of unidirectional or one direction podcast conversation into more of a discussion. So if you don't have accounts set up on the NLX community, we encourage you to check it out. It is free and there's tons of great content, but more importantly, tons of great discussions and access to other peers that you may want to be able to communicate with, ask questions of, and share best practices with.
And I think that's all we've got for this week, Jason.
Yeah, that does take us to the end of this week's update. So from myself, Jason, and from Allison, we thank you again for staying tuned and being loyal listeners.
And have a safe week, everyone.